Healing isn't a destination. It's a continuous journey that requires courage, compassion, and commitment. In How We Heal, Alexandra L. invites us into this messy, honest process that refuses quick fixes or Instagram-worthy solutions. Even when we believe we've moved beyond certain wounds, they can resurface unexpectedly in everyday moments. Like when Elle received a dismissive text about her baking from her mother, a seemingly minor incident that reopened deep childhood wounds about validation. These moments teach us that starting over isn't failure, but an essential part of growth, much like the natural cycles we observe in nature. When self-doubt and fear emerge during healing, manifesting as racing thoughts or tightness in the chest, we need patience rather than urgency. Healing happens step by step, building trust in our capacity to handle difficult emotions, similar to developing physical endurance through consistent training. Sometimes healing feels more painful than the original hurt. While avoiding our broken parts seems easier, staying stuck in pain ultimately robs us of joy. What if we reframed pain as a partner rather than an enemy? This perspective allows us to pace ourselves and examine our suffering without judgment. Speaking fears aloud diminishes their power. Reaching out to share your truth with someone trustworthy creates an environment where vulnerability can emerge in the presence of compassion. We cannot ignore pain if we want to heal. The first step is identifying what hurts and committing to exploring it. This process isn't meant to be pretty. It's meant to be honest, raw, and authentic. By befriending fear rather than avoiding it, we create space for self-compassion. Sometimes words aren't enough to access our deepest emotions. This is where creative expression becomes vital. Morgan Harper Nichols, diagnosed with autism at 31, transforms her challenges into visual poetry. Her diagnosis brought self-compassion rather than self-blame, helping her understand her fear responses and sensory sensitivities. Instead of forcing conventional self-care methods, she created personalized routines honoring her neurodiversity. Drawing and painting, her sanctuary since childhood, provide both professional fulfillment and personal healing. I heal by painting. I heal by doodling. I heal by going outside. I am healing today by healing my younger self, she shares. Her journey shows how finding the right healing modality can transform struggles into strengths. What creative outlet might help you process complex emotions? Whether through art, music, movement, or writing, these practices can bridge the gap between past and present selves, offering release where language falls short. Have you ever noticed how much harder it is to forgive yourself than others? Self-forgiveness creates fertile ground for healing and growth. Elle struggled with this after becoming a mother at 18, only achieving true self-forgiveness at 30 when she finally told herself, "I forgive you for everything." This act of self-compassion became one of her tallest mountains to climb. She invites us to lay down the armor of self-hatred, recognizing that healing requires embracing the entire process, the good, the bad, the shameful, the sad, and the glorious. Many of us were raised to prioritize others' needs over our own. While caring for others builds connection, balancing community care with self-care is essential. Much suffering stems from self-abandonment, unclear boundaries, and emotional neglect, patterns often established in childhood. Naming your needs may feel uncomfortable initially, but this practice builds self-trust and affirms your equal value. Remember, needing something or someone doesn't make you needy. Try creating I want and I need lists to clarify these distinctions, then follow with meditation, breathing in the freedom of naming your needs and exhaling self-neglect. By honoring your needs without shame, you break generational patterns of self-abandonment. Uncovering our true voice, our deepest feelings and desires, is our birthright. This connection helps identify where we feel silenced or small. Through restorative writing, we can unpack these feelings with why and how questions, digging deeper into each response. When Elle questioned what hurt her, she discovered feelings of insignificance, stagnation, and being trapped by past mistakes. Rewriting your narrative allows you to shed what's holding you back and move forward with power. This process requires bravery, accepting failure, and willingness to change. External validation won't heal you. Healing is solitary work only you can do. View your life through your own eyes, not others, and remain curious about your journey. When you choose to heal, you break cycles for future generations. Chriselle Lim experienced this during her divorce when she was forced to slow down and sit with herself without judgment. Like many women, especially those with immigrant parents, she had placed herself last until she broke. What old story are you ready to release to write a new chapter? Your inner child, that playful, spontaneous, creative part of you, holds keys to your deepest healing. When triggered, this aspect might respond with outsized emotions. Learning to hold space for this younger self can seem strange initially, but proves essential for addressing formative wounds. Elle avoided this work until realizing she needed to address sadness emerging in her adult life. By writing compassionate letters to her inner child, offering safety and love, she learned to comfort the parts needing attention. Remember, your inner child is you. There's no separation between past and present selves. What did you need as a child that you can now provide? What made you feel safe? What caused fear? Through these questions, discover how your past shapes your present experience. Try recording affirmations to your younger self. You are safe. I am creating a good life for you. What you lacked then, you have now. Listen during moments of self-care, perhaps while enjoying tea or a warm bath. This practice bridges the gap between who you were and who you're becoming. When deep in pain, imagining joy seems impossible. During her struggles with childhood trauma, Elle longed for her joy to return. Her therapist suggested inner child work, asking how she would have protected her younger self. Though initially resistant, Elle discovered that actively choosing joy while healing gave her hope. Rather than waiting passively, she invited joy back through letter writing. "Dear Joy, I am looking forward to seeing you again. Sometimes it feels like you're avoiding me, but in the end, you always return." This practice creates space beyond your struggles, reminding you that you are not defined by your pain. Recalling joyful memories can lift spirits and break cycles of despair. Though it takes practice to focus on positivity when difficult memories demand attention. Throughout healing, we identify stories and self-doubt no longer serving us. Releasing these creates room to explore who we truly are. Everything you're afraid to put down was passed to you by others. You can choose to release narratives that aren't your truth. Healing happens day by day, moment by moment, page by page. Making space for falling apart, failing, and trying again. You can and will heal.